Begin the current daven sechdes erbin daven test. We begin them at base. Begin the test the masul test. Begin the words of the gemara. L'bshimim onliel lahave kner mevachlutz b'shavim mebefnim. It should be at least that it's visible from the outside, although it's even from the inside. Tase explains what the gemara's question is. Because Rabashi had said that we're talking about that if it's consecutive side posts less than four tefachim one from the other along the length of dalet amos, according to b'shimim onliel that you say love it, so then it's like a mavui. And that's the interpretation why it's not difficult on Rava that you need another lechi to permit it. Even though generally Bein Lechaim is it actually permitted. But then the Gemara says, even if that's the case, according to Shem Liel, it should still not be less than near Bebechutz B'Shav B'Fnem. So even though the Lechayim are considered like a mavi for the people on the inside, but on the outside, it looks like a lechi should not require another lechi. And therefore that should function for the people of the mavi, which Pesach Kodesh Rashi explains. The Mistamam, because presumably, the lechi kama, the first lechi, the outermost one, moshchei kima klapi chutz. It sticks out a little bit towards the outside. Why? It says Rashi, shekein derech kama midi lechi. That's the way you normally make a side post, which is shemoshchein tzas klapi chutz. You have it go out, stick it a little bit towards the outside. And the reason why you do this, kadesh shir mebechutz, so that you can see it a little bit on the outside, umefnim and see it on the inside. Shehuk for l'shem lechi, that everyone should know and see that it was made to be as a side post. So that's how it usually is. And therefore, that was the Gemara's question, since it's visible from the outside as a lechi, not as a wall. Therefore, it should be considered near mebechutz. Well, that's his taste, but Begeis Nir Lafarsh, it actually seems more appropriate to explain. Shemashochik Tzaz Klapi Penim. This actually is this, that it seems like a lechi because it seems different than the wall of the Mavi itself, is actually because it's actually drawn a little bit inward, not the way Rashi says outward. And the reason for that is, says Tayyip, because the Mashmah of Kulish Maita, because it sounds like from the whole Sugi, the Baila Mishra L'Rabba, that the Gemara wants to permit according to Rabba, Atchud Yachitz and Shalechi, because he permits Ben Chayim, that you can permit up until the outermost part of the side post. Now, according to Rashi, v'heichavashari, how would you permit it that if you're saying the lechi sticks outside into the street, how could the lechi permit carrying a shuzarabim? The stam mavi, because generally by a mavi, by alleyway, the length of the walls are even, so you can't say that one wall is longer than the other one. So if the lechi is sticking out, how exactly are you going to be able to carry over there? If it sounds like according to Rabbi, ad yer a chude hachitzen. Obviously, it's Tyson. No, it's actually indented a little bit, not like rashes that's sticking out a little bit. Continuing says not to begin the words of the Gemara, Kaisel, a wall should see the echad kanes mishal chaver, that one side is indented in this way, indented meaning that it goes in the wall. Ben shenira b'chul, and this is whether it's, you see from the outside, and it's even from the inside, or the other way around. Either way, it's going to be qualified as a lechi. So Taisis points out that Khan Pirsha Kunjas, here Rashi explains, what does this mean? Shashaka Kaisam Lufanav, that the wall is, in regarding this case of Nir B'Machutz, but it's Shabbat B'Fnim, says that the outermost part of the Mavir, which faces the street, there's a part that's, like, so to speak, carved in. And that's only recognizable to those in the street. And therefore comes out that if it's cut out the way Rashi sounds like, that it indents on the front part of the side walls, which is basically like on the outermost part sticking out to the street. So it comes out that the lechi part, which is the part that's sticking out, is in the outermost part of the mavi walls. Now, whereas Taisa is a little perish, but previously Rashi had explained that near Mamachutz, which seemingly is trying to say the same idea, that it's visible from the outside and even from the inside, Rashi had explained Shemeshach kol lechi luchutz. That we have that the whole side post is on the outside, meaning that when you continue the wall of the mavi, you have this thin stick continuing along, which is v'chudei panimi nichnas ba'ev akaisel. The innermost part of the lechi is along the width of the wall of the mavi. Now, and therefore, so you don't see from the inside, you don't see from the outside, because those inside the mavi just looks like it's a continuation of the wall. Those from the outside who are looking towards the mavi, they see the front, they see that it's not the entire thickness of the wall, which says Taisa near the Lakachshina. Seems that's where Rashi changed. That here he says that it's that the wall is goes in a little bit, which therefore that means to say that the lechi part, so to speak, is on the outer part of the wall, if you're looking at it from the Shasarabim, where it's previously had explained that actually the lechi part is on the inner part of the wall. Why has it changed? Because previously there, Rashi, the Gemara told me about lechi shamid nitzal kaisel. It's about an actual lechi that you put by the wall. Now, the derech lamidl, it's abnim. The norm is to put the lechi on the innermost part of the wall towards the mavi. And this is also brought in the context of a mavi that's consecutive with the side post, that's towards the inner part. And that was the Gemara's question regarding that case, that that should be kinir mevachutz and shav mevifnim, but if it's a mavi that's consecutive with the chayayim, that's on the innermost part. Therefore, Rashi explains it, that that's the case of nevachutz and shav mevifnim, which is that you put the side post towards the inside. Here is tomari wall. Should see the echad kanz mishal chaver that one part is more it goes in than the other part. Now it says taisus, but derech las has been kinzed. And how's the normal way of construction when you're going in one part of the wall? It would be that the part that's going in, that's like almost the wall's not there, is from the mavi part, and that the part that's sticking out is on the outer part. Why? When do you have this? Kashesh nimavoyz etzalzel. That's when you have two alleyways, one side by the other. Or by Smachatz is the mother, or you have a house in the courtyard next to the alleyway. Shepa'am and Marichin Kaisel She'etle, that sometimes you're going to have the wall near it that's going to go Yosem Kaisel Mother, that's going to go more than the wall of the alleyway. So it's that place where that wall is near the Mavai that's going to go longer. So it's going to come out essentially that the wall of the Mavai is, like, so to speak, indented because it just ends over there and the wall of the thing on the side of it keeps on going. So therefore, the Lech is going to be in the outermost part. Now, says Taisus, now Umash and Perish Khan, this Rashi interprets it over here, the case of Nirba Mechutz B'Shalim B'Fnim, that is that it's the Kaisel that's indented on the inside and the Lech is actually on the outermost part. Says Taisus, Nichetve, that seems to be more of an appropriate interpretation for Nirba Mechutz B'Shalim B'Fnim. Why? So Taisus explains, Tele Perish according to Le'el, because according to Rashi's previous interpretation, that it's actually that the Lechi is what continues along the wall of the mavi kashin's difficult. Why? The kashin near b'mechutz. Because if you consider that what's considered visible from the outside is kishalech letzara benimi, is that when the side post is facing the innermost part. In other words, that even when the lechi is on the innermost part of the wall of the mavi, which is closer to the mavi, which looks like a continuation of the wall of the mavi, but still those who are in the rishus ram they see that's not the whole wall of the mavi because it doesn't fill up the whole wall, and therefore it's considered at least that the lech is near b'chutz, so then you have the following difficulty. Then, hey, Mishan Lekaman, how does the Gemara answer later on? Regarding the Gemara's question regarding the one who holds near b'chutz is considered a lechi. We asked from a mission later on, Tzadik Beis, that you have a chutz gedosh nevitz l'gitana, comes out that the gitana is totally breached to the big one, and the big one is considered a pesach to the gitana, so that we said the gitana is mutter and the gitana is awesome. So the question was, why don't we say, what do you mean? It's at least a pesach that's it's near mevuchutz, even though it's shom mevnim, so it should validate even the ketana. And the Gemara says, "Oh no, ben nechnasin kaisa ketana gedola." We're talking about where the walls of the small one go into the bigger ones. So therefore, you cannot view the walls on the side as if it's part of the pesach of the ketana. And that taste has a difficulty according to Rashi's interpretation that he says that even when the lech is on the innermost part of the wall, the mavi, it's still considered near mevuchutz. So what's the Gemara answering? That we're talking about where the walls of the small one go into the bigger one. But a kati near b'chutzu. What do you mean? It's still considered near b'chutz. Why? Because the gefufa gedayla nearin chain over kaisa gedana. Because the boards that are coming out of that in part of the larger chutzer, you could see that they're the thickness of the walls of the smaller one, and the one who's standing in the large one could see that the small one's not totally breached, rather that it's an opening for the larger one. So therefore, you should say for that from both sides. You have this on both sides of the opening that you still have the walls of the smaller one. Now, and this that, but what do you mean, the walls of the small one go into the large one? Have a kalachi, shabesha conscious. According to Rashi, that's essentially like the lechi that Rashi explains. Because you have the walls here on the side, so although it doesn't fill up the whole thing, but that's exactly what Rashi said, that's the lechi that's sticking out, that's not taking up the whole wall, but you have the rest of the wall, and that's considered a lechi. So therefore, it doesn't seem to be correct in that interpretation, because or else, then this case of the Chatzah Ketana should also be considered as the wall sticking in should be like almost the lechi that's on the innermost part, and the rest is the walls of the Pesach of the Chatzah Ketana. And since it says vein limit, don't say, b'nechnas narva amas. We're talking about where it goes into the large Chatzah a distance of four amas. She'etzem tres lechi, then it's removing this as being a lechi, but that's what you cannot consider as near b'chutz. Since it you can't say that because the angel is shaykh b'chutz. That's Svara of Vidal and Amos invalidating from working as a lechi, it only works by a mavi, because that is the shear of a mavi, which is Dal and Amos. But that does not work as an invalidation by the chatzim. So therefore, it should still be a chatzah katana that has a Pesach, if you would say like that interpretation of Rashi, that the lech is on the innermost part. But Amihu Tesis says, however, later on in the Gemara, when it talks about the chatzah katana, it says the width of that is 10 amos. The larger one was 11 amos. The Gemara says, for why? Why does it have to be exactly an amos difference? If it's to permit the larger one, so that could be enough for 10 amos and 2 tochim, because that's enough to make it bigger than the small one to be a Pesach. So that Tesis says, but Ihavadavkam, if you think that really the words that the Gemara was saying that, oh, it's enough to validate the large one when it's 10 amos and just 2 tvachim, it doesn't have to be literally 11 amos. The Hadalam, the Kaman, the Gemara says, later on, be'estimishnei tvachim, besagi, that's enough with 10 amos and 2 tvachim. But if it would be less than a tvach on each side, then the walls of the boards of the larger one would not validate the large one. If you say that, then asei shapa. Then it makes sense why you cannot say that the walls of the small one going into the large one are going to be considered like at least a lech and nirma b'chutz to permit the smaller one. Why? Because Tais says the ma'iri k'she'ein ba'ibi, or the gear says ba'arkan, because tuma we don't have in the length of the walls that are going into the smaller one, you don't have a tefach, and therefore they're not considered as boards of the wall unless it has a tefach. And that's why it cannot function and permit it. Another person tries to bring the Ritzva Miyasha. The Ritzva answers that this that we say Benachnas and Kresi Gitana Gedayla, that the walls of the small one going into the large one, Ma'irishish Heker Ezehim Kresi Gitana, is that it's recognizable what's considered the walls of the small one and what's the walls of the large one. And therefore you can't say, like we're asking, oh, let it be considered Lech Anir Mebachutz, because Kugayin Shekresi Gitana Holchem B'shid Puam Mimizuch L'mayim. Tuma, for example, where the walls of the small one are going in an angle from east to west, like sometimes they do with walls on their top, where the top is slanty. So then it's recognizable that these are the walls of the small one. And in contrast, you can know which are the walls of the large one, where, for example, the walls of the large one, their slant is from north to south. And therefore, you cannot say that these gifufe that are behind the breach of the small one are the opening of the small one, and that the walls are considered lech haner, that the ketan sticking into the big one is just a lech haner b'chutz, because you could tell that these are different types of walls, and therefore it's not considered a pesach and totally breach. But you're right. But a lechi that's on the outside of the mavi, the Rashi is correct, that it would be considered as nir b'chutz, because those on the outside, even though it's just sticking out on the innermost part of the wall, as long as it does not fill up the whole thickness of the wall of the mavi. So Tesis said that this halacha of nir b'chutz b'shem b'nim, it's possible two different ways, as Rashi had in two different places. Either that the wall of the mavi is like missing on the inner part, so essentially lechi is on the outer part, or when the lechi actually continues along the length of the innermost part of the wall of the mavi, and so therefore you don't see it from inside the mavi. But still, says Tesis, essentially, even according to that interpretation, it is possible to explain that the chatzah katana is nivitzel gedayla will not be considered, and it's not difficult on Rashi. Why would that not be valid? Because as near mebuchutz, because we're talking about whether either that the bigger one is bigger than the small one, but less than a tefach on each side, and that would make sense if you say that you have to have at least a tefach. Or it's also possible that it's not going to be considered near mebuchutz, because since the walls of the small one are slanted from east to west, and the walls of the big one are slanted from north to south, therefore that's why it wouldn't be valid. You're right. Generally, it would be considered a lech haner, but it's like that interpretation of Rashi. To next stage, the master begins the words of Gemara, Ilei Sabala, but if it doesn't hold like it, lama lemisnei, why would he teach it? Just explain that when you say that svar, because the Gemara is saying when you have nir b'chutz b'shabim b'vetnim, you have machleg is Reb Chiya and Mishim b'Rebbe. One says it's lechi, one says it's not. So the Gemara wanted to prove that Reb Chiya is the one that holds that it is, because he brought this brisa that says that when you have a kaisel, that one side of the wall is going in, then whether it's from the inside or the outside, it's going to be considered as a lechi. So you see, obviously, he holds it. Oh, what's with Rabbi Yechanan? Oh, Rabbi Yechanan, he knows the Brisa, but even quote Rabbi Chiya quotes, it's obviously holds like it. So that's the place I've got the paragraph to Devon, although the Gemara needs a minimum base, we find Ashkenazi Rabbi Yechanan, he quotes the Tani Brisa, say, let me quote the Brisa and say, the Oilam Alaysa, but he doesn't hold of it. So what's the Rai that Rabbi Chiya taught it that obviously holds of it? And as I tell you, so much you could say is there's a difference. The Hain Divir Rishon Memenu by Rabbi Yisi, who is quoting the works of the earlier ones, that would make sense if you would quote the works of the earlier ones, even though don't hold like it. Avo Divir by Plukta, but Rabbi Chiya himself was who had brises to quote a contemporary of his own generation. If he doesn't hold of it, Loi Tani would not have learned it, and therefore the fact that he taught it is obviously because he holds of it. That's like our Tzedemas was saying, that then why would he actually quote it? Obviously he holds that Ner Mechudosh Shomav Nim is considered as a Baal Lech.